إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them to many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah, O you who believe, do not let some men make mockery of other men. Perhaps the latter is better than the former. And do not let some women make mockery of other women. Perhaps the latter is better than the former. And don't find fault with one another, and don't call one another by bad nicknames. Evil is the name of fusuq after iman, and whoever does not repent, then they are amongst the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides the believers in this ayat as He begins with, O you who believe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He begins with, O you who believe, then pay close attention to this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's about to come after it, because it's some good that you will be commanded or some evil that you will be prohibited. As in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from some evil as He says, don't let some men make mockery of other men, and don't let some women make mockery of other women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He prohibits us from despising each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prohibits the believers from looking down on one another and belittling one another and laughing at one another and mocking one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this haram for the believers. Perhaps the latter is better than the former. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says perhaps, He means it is that way. That the latter is better than the former. Meaning those who make mockery of the believers, those believers that they make mockery of, they are better than themselves. This is the statement of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibiting us from making mockery of each other, just as His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even makes it clearer to us with this statement from the hadith of Imam Muslim, بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ الْمُسْلِمُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, it is sufficient as a person to be evil or to be wicked and a wrongdoer that he despises his Muslim brother. A Muslim is sacred to another Muslim, his life and his wealth and his honor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibits the believers, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does in this ayat, from making mockery one of one another and making fun of one another and despising and looking down on each other. This is from arrogance that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ مِنْ كِبْرِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ الْكِبْرُ بَطْرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْطُ النَّاسِ. And this is authentically collected by Imam Muslim, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever has a mustard seed of kibr, of arrogance in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at the end of the hadith, al-kibr, or arrogance, is the rejection of the truth and looking down on the people. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that if we fall into this prohibition of despising and looking down on one another, then we will be prevented from entering into Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that you won't enter into Jannah if you have a little bit of kibr in your heart. And this is looking down or despising the Muslims. And just think about it, every time that you look down on your brother Muslim, that the one that you look down on is better than you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear to us in this ayah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with this prohibition as He says, don't find fault with one another. Don't speak ill of one another. Don't discredit one another. Don't defame one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited this from the believers in His clear statement, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't find fault with one another. Because if you find fault with one another, you're actually finding fault with your own selves. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, الْمُؤْمِنُ مِرْآةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that the believer is the mirror of the believer. And when you look in the mirror, you see nothing but yourselves. And when you find fault in the believers, you're finding fault in no one other than yourselves. The believers are one soul or one body. And if you find fault in one part of the ummah, then it's the same fault with the other part. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسِدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the example of the believers and their love for one another, and in their mercy for one another, and in their help of one another, is like the example of one body. If one part or one organ of the body feels something wrong with it, then the rest of the body feels it with sleeplessness and the fever. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that if something affects one part of the ummah, then it's affecting the other part of the ummah. And that when you make fault or find fault or discredit your brother, you're discrediting yourself, because this ummah is one ummah. Or as some of the ulama of tafsir, they explain, don't find fault in your brother, because if you find fault in him, then he'll find fault in you. And it's like you're finding fault in your own selves. Because you're finding fault in your brother would make him find fault in you. And as you discredit and defame him, he will discredit and fame you. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains in the hadith collected by Imam Muslim, where he says, alayhi salatu wa salam, مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ شَتْمُ الرَّجُلِ أَبَاهُ أَوْ شَتْمُ الرَّجُلِ وَالِدَيْهِ قالوا يا رسول الله وهل يشتم الرجل والديه؟ قال نعم، يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه، ويسب أمه فيسب أمه. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, a man from amongst the major sins is that a man insults his own parents. And in one of the narrations, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ أَنْ يَلْعَنَ الرَّجُلُ وَالِدَيْهِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, indeed, from the biggest of the major sins is that a man curses his two parents. They say, Ya Rasulullah, does a man insult his own parents? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, a man will insult the father of another man, so he will insult his father. And then he will insult the mother of another person, and they will insult his mother. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he makes it clear to us in this narration, the explanation of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't find fault in one another, because finding fault in one another will make the other believers find fault in you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited this. But there's an important point for us to understand right here that we misunderstand oftentimes. Muhammad Sultan al-Ma'sumi, as he was explaining this ayat, he makes very clear that the mentioning of the fasiq does not fall under this prohibition of finding fault with one another. As he explains that some of our Salaf al-Salih, as it's been authentically narrated on Al-Hasan al-Basri, that he said, mention the sins of the fajir so that the people may be warned of him. Here we see that the ulama is explaining to us a point that we misunderstand, that there's a difference between someone's personal sins that will be hid from the rest of the believers, and some sins that the Muslims have that will affect the rest of the believers. If a man, if he's going out fornicating with the disbelievers, and he's known to be a fornicator and adulterer with the disbelieving women, we might hide that sin from him. But when he comes to the believers, wanting to marry the innocent believing women, then he will be exposed from his sins in order to save and to warn the believers from the evil of that person. Just like one of the believers, he goes around and he borrows money from the believers, and he never pays them back. Maybe if he borrowed money from you, you might not want to expose his sins until you find out that he's borrowing money from the whole jama'ah and never paying people back. And then you warn the people of his evil so that the rest of the Muslims will be saved from his harm. This is different than someone's personal sins that will be covered by the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide our sins from the people and forgive us of our sins. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expose the criminals from amongst us that are harming the believers. And this is how we make the dua for the innocent weak who fall into sin. We ask Allah to forgive them and to forgive us. But this is how we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give some of the people what they deserve because of their intentional and willful wickedness and wanting to harm and corrupt the rest of the believers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our community from them and to punish them for their harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues, as he says, and don't call each other by bad nicknames. Meaning don't call each other by names that the person does not like to be called by that name. And some of the ulama of Islam, they explain, giving four shades of the meaning of this statement, don't call one another by bad nicknames, meaning don't call one another by a sin that the person used to commit before Islam. Don't call him a drug addict. He has accepted Islam and repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changed his ways. Don't call him by the name of what he used to do. And likewise, if he's continuing to use his drugs after his Islam, don't call him you drug addict because he's committing the sin, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from calling one another by bad nicknames. Some of the ulama, they explain that this means to call a person by the religion that he used to be before Islam by calling someone you Christian. if you dislike him because he used to be a Christian before he accepted Islam, or calling him a Jew, or what have you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from calling one another bad nicknames. Or also some of the ulama, they explain that the shade of this meaning is that a believer will call another believer a kafir or munafiq or a fasiq or something like that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from calling the believers by bad nicknames. And there's different narrations that show the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this narration, inshallah, is authentic, that some of the wives of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, that some of the people, they used to have two or three names in the city of Al-Madinah when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived there. And he used to call the believers by some of the names, and it was mentioned to him alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, he does not like being called by that name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, which has, and do not call one another by bad nicknames. As for the issue of calling one another by good nicknames, then this is permissible, as the Ummah has agreed that it is permissible, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, he gave the nickname to his close companion Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq, or the truthful. And he gave the nickname to his other companion Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave him the nickname Faruq radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named Khalid ibn Walid, Saifullah, and other beautiful nicknames like this. The Ummah has agreed that it is permissible to call the believers by good nicknames, or nicknames that the people like. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, evil is the name of fusuq after iman. Evil that you attribute to yourselves the name of fasiq because of your open disobedience to these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, after Allah has guided you to this iman. And sometimes we don't understand the evilness of this name, as we think it's okay, as we say oftentimes jokingly, "Oh, you big knucklehead," or something like that, calling the people by these bad nicknames, and we don't think anything of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, evil is the name of fusuq after iman. And whoever doesn't repent, whoever doesn't change his ways and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness after their disobedience to these commandments, then they are from amongst the wrongdoers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, our Salaf al-Salih, our righteous predecessors from amongst the Muslims, they adhered to and they held fast to the likes of these ayah and these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that teaches us the believers are nothing but brothers. And the other text that we have mentioned from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing the characteristics of the believers, and that the believers are brothers to one another, and that their honor is sacred to one another. Our Salaf al-Salih from amongst the believers, they held fast to the likes of these ayah and these hadith, and because of it they became leaders in the land. Rather, they led the rest of the disbelievers, as they were in charge of the whole world by their obedience to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the permission and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And their enemies used to fear them. They used to fear the believers, because the believers held fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were brothers, real brothers to one another. And now in these latter generations, where the Muslims have left off the practice of these ayah and these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought disgrace to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the believers differ amongst themselves, as many of the believers have broken off into groups, misunderstanding Islam and going astray, and dividing the rest of the Muslims, because of their lack of practice of the likes of these ayah and these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers, O you who believe, when will we come back to this deen? When will we adhere to this deen that we hear recited to us day after day from the authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the recitation of the ayat of the Quran and the tafsir? When will we turn back to being brothers and believers to one another like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us? Rather, we still continue to live in disgrace as the Muslims turn to the disbelieving kuffar, to the dirty, stinking, filthy kuffar. They turn to them so that the kuffar may solve our problems. Rather, they turn to the kuffar so that the kuffar may judge in our affairs. As unfortunately many of the women of this community, after their divorce, and the divorce is complete, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا نفقت لها ولا سكنا, that she gets no provisions and no shelter. That these criminal, disobedient women from amongst the believers, they go to the disbelieving kuffar to make them judge in their affairs, and then they take the wealth of the believing men unjustly, as if they do not have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take account for all of that wealth that they took unjustly. And their husbands are just along with them, their new husbands, encouraging them to go to the kuffar. Go to the kuffar and get your rights. What rights are you going to get with the kuffar other than following the taghut, other than disbelieving after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you to belief? The Muslims, if we do not leave the likes of this sinful deed of not being true brothers and sisters to one another, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would keep His humiliation and His disgrace upon us. And we won't come back to this deen, and we won't gain the might and the glory that the believers had before us until we hold fast to the likes of these ayah and these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we ask Allah to be from amongst them. As one of our brothers in Islam, he has sent a letter to myself and to the community here, and he says, I feel that and we're mentioning this as an encouragement inshallah and not as a praise. He says that I feel that you have practiced the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. This Imam, he wrote this letter to us saying that he feels that we have practiced the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, none of you truly believes till he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. As some of the believers from this community, we had gathered together some funds and we sent it down to the Imam in order that he may renovate his masjid to keep it clean and proper for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sent back this letter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and show His mercy on us and make us understand the importance of being brothers to one another. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us with iman, with the recitation of the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, and to increase us in knowledge, and to increase us in iman, and to increase us in wealth, and to increase us in wives and children, and to make us victorious over the disbelieving people. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah, and to save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, make us understand that this heat that we feel in the summertime, that the fire is more severe than this heat. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire.